okay.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. There's a great incident, and I got to win it. Nate Foley ties us at the buzzer.
Left wing, Weeding open for that three again, and again it's good. Weeding with her third three.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
3, 2, 1, and it is official. The Wolsey Washington Warbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
That's right, and thanks so much to our area sports sponsors, including Shooters in Wolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Lumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing in Wessington, Pastralo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Carver Practic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. Remember, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, will bring us the reading of the officials in the pregame show. Gary Zell Auto Glass will bring us our postgame report, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us any in-game scoreboard updates. We're here in Miller tonight as Miller Highmore Herald hosts Elk Point Jefferson. Miller sponsors include Coleman Biersbach and Anderson CPA, American Family Insurance of Miller and Huron, and Miller Pump and Pack. And welcome to Miller tonight as the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers come in with a mark of 2-3 and facing off against a very tough Elk Point Jefferson team. They're coming in at 4-1, lone loss to Sioux Valley, a game that their coach feels they should have won. We'll talk to Jacob Terry about that game and the season as a whole in just a moment. We'll also talk to Travis Easley. A couple of losses to start the year, a couple of victories, and now another loss gets them at 2-3 as they come in here tonight trying to get back to 500. We'll take a look at our starting lineups here in the pregame show. The Miller numbers, Miller Highmore Herald wearing a little different numbers tonight. They have been bestowed upon the honor of wearing the National Guard unis tonight. So they will wear the camo unis with the white numbers. And again, the numbers will be a little bit different. We'll get you up to date on that here in the pregame show. Stay tuned. It is parents' night here in Miller. So 7 o'clock might be a little bit of an elastic kickoff. It might be a little bit later than that as we get rolling. Remember to stay tuned, though, again, in the pregame show. The reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll get a look at the starting lineups, and kickoff should be somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 p.m. After the break, we'll send it back to the studios here. We'll come back with Elk Point Jefferson head coach Jacob Terry, talk to him about a 4-1 start to the year and one that they felt they could be 5-0. We'll talk to him about that after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the pregame show live from Miller on Dakota Sports, 1210 KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Beagle beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
All right, I think we're going to hold it on here for a minute. Elk Point Jefferson on the season, 4-1, as I mentioned. They picked up a win against Parker at home, 48-6 to open the year. They beat Baltic 41-6, then went on the road to Sioux Valley in a game again. Jacob Terry, hopefully we'll get a chance to let you hear that, where he thought they kind of felt they should have won that game. They were driving for the go-ahead score late in the game. They ended up turning the ball over, and then Sioux Valley scored late to make it 20-11. That was their only loss this year. And of course, Sioux Valley 6-0, regarded as probably the best 11-man team or one of them in the state. McCook Central Montrose, they beat them 36-8, and then beat Flandreau 55-6. Come in tonight against Miller Highmore Herald, and then close out against two more tough teams, Tri-Valley and Bridgewater Emory Ethan. So the last three here in the schedule starting tonight. Definitely not an easy road, but Elk Point Jefferson having a good year thus far, coming in tonight at 4-1. All right, we'll try to send it back, see if we can get an interview rolling. Otherwise, we'll hear more commercials here, get everything ready to go, and we'll have a right around a 7 o'clock kickoff here. Elk Point Jefferson at Miller Highmore Herald. High school football tonight on KOKK.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a three-day right to cancel. Go to ConsumerSD.gov and look under Transient Vendors or call 800-300.
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Miller, and we'll remind you back at the studio, don't go far. We're taking a break for the national anthem here in a moment. Our officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Matt Clark, Jeremy James, Doug Peets, Mike Ruth, and Wade Stobbs. Again, Matt Clark, Jeremy James, Doug Peets, Mike Ruth, and Wade Stobbs. That is your Law on the Field here this evening for a Friday night 11B game between Elk Point Jefferson and Miller Highmore Herald. As always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office for the Division of Consumer Protection. Back to the studios for a break for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes with starters and kickoff live from Miller tonight on 1210 KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson, LLP, can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Wrestlers, Coleman, Biersbach & Anderson, LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller as we get set here for a coin flip on the field. We'll have your starting lineups and we'll be ready for kickoff. 4-1 Elk Point Jefferson Huskies, 2-3 Miller Highmore Herald Wrestlers. Again, the reading of the officials, as always, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Matt Clark, Jeremy James, Doug Peets, Mike Ruth, Wade Stobbs, your Law on the Field tonight, your officiating crew. As always, the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The captain's meeting at the middle of the field right now. The Miller Highmore Herald Wrestlers, again, the honor tonight of wearing the South Dakota National Guard uniforms. They are all camo tops with white numbers. And they say something on the back. I assume it's National Guard, something on the nameplate there, but it's in gray and kind of hard for me to see. I am very thankful that they put the white numbers on the camo jerseys. They definitely could have gone gray. That would have been very difficult for this old man. So thanks again to the South Dakota National Guard, not only for supplying the uniforms for tonight, but making them highly visible here in the press box. The Miller Highmore Herald Wrestlers have won the toss. They will defer. And let's see, they're looking back to Miller, so I think Elk Point Jefferson is going to take the football, and they will. So we'll see Elk Point Jefferson's offense right off the bat as Miller Highmore Herald wins the toss and defers to the Huskies. And the Huskies want the first shot at the end zone. Elk Point Jefferson will start on offense. The center, Aiden Zock. The guards, Grayson Jacobs, Reed Saylor. The tackles are Evan Fornia and Hudson Kemp. The tight ends are Ashton Fairbanks and Garrett Merkley. wideouts are Carson Timmons and Grayson Gerard. The quarterback is Keaton Gale, and the running back is Jake Gale. They also have four top subs, Jason Shatswell, Ruben Shaquin, Luke Schmitz, and Gunnar Ewing, all on the list here for Elk Point Jefferson. We'll see them all in and out of the game, especially Ewing. Ewing and Gale will kind of rotate out in equal a number of running plays there at running back. Defensively for Miller, Highmore, Harrell, Trey Cowan, Marshall Conkey, Ian Speck, Miles McPeak, your front four. Linebackers, Colby Harrell, Colby Colda, and Gentry Harrell. Corners are Caleb Roth and Isaac Hunter. The safety, Derek Brueggemann and Joran Heilman. And we'll see Ethan Harrell out there. We might see a little bit of Kellen Hurd. Hurd coming back from injury, and see how much they're able to get out of him tonight. As we are set to go, Miller, Highmore, Harrell ready to kick it away. As Elk Point Jefferson again will get the first look as Miller wins the opening toss and elects to defer. Ortega on to kick it away for Miller. They will kick it left to right here on a very nice night for some football. Lights freshly on, the sun just tailing down, a couple rays across the field as Ortega's kick goes straight up in the air, and it's in effect an onside kick. And the Rustlers gonna give it, or let the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies get on top of it there, and it's covered by number 60. To Ruben Shequin. So set to go here, Elk Point Jefferson just shy of midfield. They'll start about their own 47 or 48 yard line. A fresh 12 is up as Keaton Gale will run from the shotgun to start this game. Three receivers, four receivers. Well, three for sure. One on the end to the right, one to the left as well. And the handoff and the reverse, and he'll give it back to Gale, and he will swing it back ahead to Jay Gale. Gale across midfield, down around the 47, and he will pick up around 5 or 6 yards as it'll end up being a completed pass. Keaton Gale to Jake Gale, and they will pick up about 5, bring up a 2nd and 5. They will now be across midfield to the Miller Highmore Harrell 47. Again, it'll be Keaton Gale from the gun. Man to his left is Jake Gale. He was a motion man, and they will pitch it out to that motion man. That's Timmons. Timmons following the block, cuts it back in inside the 40, bringing tacklers with him to the 36-yard line. He will pick up about a dozen. And Colby Colda over to make the stop as just underway here in Miller. Elk Point Jefferson, the opening possession, started just shy of midfield. Now a fresh set of downs, a 1st and 10 just outside the Miller Highmore Harrell 35-yard line. Here's Gale from the gun with Gale to his left. Nope, actually that's Gunnar Ewing. Ewing going to shift to the right. Couple of receivers left, one right. Here's Timmons in motion again. Gale's got the option. He'll keep it himself. Dances up the middle, back to the outside. 30, 25, 20, and down inside the 20-yard line is quarterback Keaton Gale. He'll get 17 on the run here. And Keaton will set him up with a 1st down. And inside the 20, they'll set up at the Miller Highmore Harrell 19-yard line. Be Keaton Gale from the gun. And again, we heard from Coach Terry in the pregame show there. They will go under center. They will go shotgun. They'll go wildcat. But so far, just the gun tonight. Speaking of guns, here's Gunnar Ewing inside the 10. And he will pick up a 1st down, or awful close to it. So 3 runs, 3 different ball carriers. This will go for 9. And no, they're going to say 1st down, so he's more like 11 yards there. And it'll be a 1st and goal from the 9. It'll be Gale from the gun, a receiver left, 2 receivers right. Jake Gale, the running back. Here's Timmons in motion again. They'll give it off to Jake Gale. Gale follows Timmons, head down at the 5, rumbling towards the end zone. No official indicator yet. I think he's down at the 1. So we'll put Gale down for 8, and it'll be a 2nd and goal from the 1. So now 4 runs, 4 ball carriers is... Terry said they will mix it up a little bit as far as personnel, and here they go with one of those big fellas coming in, Ruben Shequin. Here's Gale under center now. Shequin's actually in the backfield, and he's going to get the carry. Off left tackle, he did not get in.
Trey Cowan.
Actually, I think that was maybe Haverman. So either way, no gain there. Third and goal. About the two here is Gale, the snap and the pitch outside, and Timmons is wrapped up, spun around and dropped. They will not get in that way either. Actually, that was Garrett Merkley, 18. And either way, it'll be no gain. In fact, that's going to go for a short loss, maybe a loss of two or three, and that'll make it fourth and goal. So a big chance for the Miller High Moore Herald defense here as Elk Point Jefferson going for it on fourth and goal from around the four. It'll be a handoff. Gale upended near the goal line, and he's in for six.
Touchdown, Huskies. Number three, Jacob Gale.
So Jake Gale from 3 yards out, first touch of the night. It'll come with 8:23 to play in the first. 3 yard Jake Gale run, and now they will look for the extra point. They'll bring Timmons on to kick it. Hold is down. Timmons' kick is on the way, and it is good. 8:23 to play, opening quarter for Miller. 7-0 Elk Point Jefferson. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, next time I see Matt Clark, I'm going to have to ask him if he had a hot date tonight, as they waited about 20 seconds and they were kicking and getting this thing back underway. As generally, we get about a minute. That's why we take a minute. But the officials tonight wanted to get this thing moving, apparently. We'll get a look at the lineups here in a moment. Derek Brueggemann will go from the gun to get things started. Two receivers left and one right. Delayed handoff, and it's pitched back to Brueggemann. Brueggemann trying to run it to the outside, and now he'll throw it away. And that was probably, unless I see a flag, probably the right decision. So for Miller Highmore Herald, Miles McPeak, the center. Marshall Conkey, you inspect the guards. Tackles are Colby Harrell and Trey Cowan. Isaac Hunter, the tight end. Wideouts, Gentry Harrell, Joran Heilman. Caleb Roth, we'll see a little Kellen Hurd out there. Derek Brueggemann at quarterback. Colby Colda in the backfield. We'll see William Riesel. We'll see Cole Cavini. We'll see Oliver Fritschke maybe. I think Fritschke might be hurt, though. I didn't get a chance to talk to easily before the game. Here's a handoff left side. Colda, and not much there for Colda as he is out down at back around the 17. They're actually going to lose a few yards here. So an early third down as Reed Saylor makes it through to make the stop. The loss is three. Defensively for Elk Point Jefferson, Evan Fornia, Drayden Wagner, Reed Saylor, Grayson Jacobs, your front three. Linebackers, Aiden Zock, Gunnar Ewing, and Ashton Fairbanks. Corners are Grayson Gerard and Carson Timmons. Safeties are Jake Gale and Garrett Merkley. Also, 10 subs for Coach Terry defensively, so they are deep on the defensive side of the football. Here's Brueggemann back to pass on third and around 13. He's flushed out, nearly sacked again, and he'll throw it away. Pretty easy decision there as Brueggemann was in trouble. Didn't want to lose the yardage, so the incomplete pass will stop the clock at 7:26 to play in the opening quarter. Elk Point Jefferson on top, 7-0, and the Huskies are going to get it right back here. As I think Isaac Hunter, generally the punter, and he will kick it with a step from just across his own 10, and Elk Point Jefferson is not leaving anybody back, so And a beautiful kick. And if this takes any kind of bounce, which it did, it's going to turn out okay. The 38-yard line is where Elk Point Jefferson will start things off, and we'll see if maybe they don't send somebody deep now on Isaac Hunter the rest of the night, as Hunter can really put the foot to it. One thing that has stuck out here this season in the games that I've seen him. Taking a look here at Elk Point Jefferson again, back to the offensive side of the football. 8 plays that first drive, 7 runs, 1 pass. Runs of 12, 17, 11, 8. The touchdown was a 3-yard run. Keaton Gale brings him out. He'll go from the gun. Jake to his right. Couple of receivers to the right and one receiver left. And also run with a left end here with 7:18 to play in the opening quarter. First and 10, their own 38. They'll set up the screen and it's incomplete. Kind of a moving screen there is coming across with a pass was Grayson Gerard. And
intended for Grayson Gerard.
It went off his hands and incomplete. So now a 2nd and 10. Looks like they did mark Elk Point Jefferson at the 39. So that's where they'll go here on a 2nd and 10. Gale from the gun. Gale to his left. I'm not just being lazy. There are two. Keaton Gale, the quarterback. Jake Gale, the running back. We'll also see Gunner Ewing quite a bit at running back. Here's Gale. Jake Gale right up the middle. Breaks it. Got a tackle inside the 50, the 45. Got another block, 40. Cuts it back. And a nice juke. Going to get him another 8 yards. And he's all the way down to the Rustler 30. So 20, 31 on that. And the Huskies here on a 1st and 10 now from the Miller Highmore Herald 31. Keaton Gale from the gun. They'll leave Jake Gale out there. Nope, that is Gunner Ewing. Ewing going to block. Pass over the middle is complete at the 20, 15, 10, and head right down for Garrett Merkley. And Merkley going to pick up pretty close to 20. Let's see. Started out around the 30. Let's see where they marked this one down at the 10. So the pickup there pretty close to 20. And Keaton Gale early is 2 for 3 for 25 yards. Clock winding, 6:40 to play opening quarter. 7-0 Elk Point Jefferson, and the Huskies charging again. They'll go first and goal from right about the 10. It'll be Keaton Gale from the gun, Jake Gale to his right. Couple of receivers to each side. Actually, Gunner Ewing out there, and now he moves over to the left side. Here's Timmons in motion. He'll get the pitch. Timmons near side, follows the block of Gale. Inside, head down at the 5 and down to around the 3. He'll pick up around 6 or so.
Carson Timmons on the run. Isaac Hunter on the tackle.
Second and goal will be from around the 3 or 4. We'll mark him down for a half dozen on the run and a 2nd and goal now from around the 3. Keaton from the shotgun. Jake to his right. Receiver right. 2 receivers left. The handoff, Jake Gale, left side, leans in near the goal line. Is he in? He is in. So a 2nd 3-yard touchdown run for Jake Gale. 2nd score of the night comes with 5:43 to play in the first. And again, we'll just put the ditto marks as it's another 3-yard Jake Gale run. Timmons on for another extra point. 1 for 1 thus far. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. 14-0 Huskies. 5:43 to play opening quarter. Back to Miller in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Boy, the Rustlers, it looked like certain disaster as the kick return was fumbled, and then he picked it up and found a seam up the sideline. It looked like he was going to be gone, but he stepped out of bounds back at the 30. So they will mark him down at the 30-yard line, and the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers will take over first and 10, their own 30. And it looked like for a moment there like they were going to put up the first score on a kick return. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Back to pass. Brueggemann fires. Left side. It is complete. Making the catch out there, Kellen Hurd. So Brueggemann's first completion will go for 8 yards. And set up a second and 2. Rustlers around their own 38. 5:15 remaining here, quarter number one. Huskies 2 scores, 2 possessions. Rustlers looking to get one on the board here. Get some momentum going their way. Here's Brueggemann under center. Colda the lone back. He will get the carry. Left side, got a block. Deeks inside across the 45, and he's up across midfield for a fresh set of downs for the Rustlers. Colda going to pick up a dozen.
Brought down by Garrett Murphy. First down,
so again, Jacob Terry gave me the lineup. He gave me the 11 starters, and then he gave me 10 defensive subs. You won't generally see more than maybe 2 or 3 other kids come out, but Terry's pretty deep, at least defensively. He's got about 4 of those kids that will sub offensively. Here's Cole to a run, trying to get the corner, cuts it back in, finds the hole inside the 45, and he'll pick up around 3 or 4 more. As Colda starting to get going a little bit here. He's down to the 45. The pickup is 4. So Colda, 3 carries, 13 yards. Across midfield for the first time tonight. They're into Husky territory at the Elk Point Jefferson 45. Brueggemann will go from the gun. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Colda will hang out in the backfield. Here's a little motion right to left. Isaac Hunter. Hunter going to set a block here as Colda gets the carry. Colda wrapped up at the 45 and nothing doing this run. So now a 3rd and pretty close to 6 as the Rustlers see inside of 4 minutes to play opening quarter. Remember, scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror located downtown Huron, 4th Street Southeast. And we'll take a look at the scoreboard as the Tigers are out west, but they did kick off at 7 Central. They kicked off 6 o'clock Mountain at Douglas. That's our game of the night on Tiger 95. Brueggemann to pass on 3rd and 6, dances out of the pocket, fires, and a pass is complete, but a flag came flying in, so I would assume the flag probably will be declined and it'll leave, well, maybe not. They did end up getting a couple yards out of this, so we'll see what Elk Point Jefferson likes to do on the hold. I suppose he'd probably take the yardage there. Otherwise, you're going to leave him with about a 4th and 3 instead of a 3rd and 16. They will take the yardage. First penalty of the night, 10 yards against the Rustlers. So they'll mark this one back to the 45.
They're down at 17 for the Rustlers.
And that will make it 3rd and around 16. So the Rustlers after the first penalty of the night. Brueggemann will play under center. Colda the tailback, a receiver left, and 3 receivers right on 3rd and 16. Brueggemann fakes the handoff. Flushed out quickly. Now going to run it. Nope. Pulling it up to pass again. Pass over the middle is complete. 40, 35, 30. Nice stiff arm. And down inside the 30-yard line. Is Joran Heilman.
Caleb Roth on the reception.
Oh, Caleb Roth on the catch. And let's see, from his own 10-15. So 31 on the completion. Down to the Elk Point Jefferson 30-yard line. Brueggemann now from the gun. Two receivers right, one left. And again, Brueggemann rolling out, looking to pass it. Nearly sacked, and now we'll throw it away. And incomplete pass will set him up on a second 10. No flag on the play there as again Elk Point Jefferson, and well, people here and there kind of wondering about a grounding, but outside of the pocket there, hot pursuit, able to dump that one out of bounds. 3 minutes to play, opening quarter, 14-0, Elk Point Jefferson. Miller trying to get a little something going here. Hand off Colda, looking for the corner, darts back in inside the 30, and a pickup of a few, maybe about 4 yards. We'll see where they mark him down. On the pickup, closer to 2, going to bring up 3rd and 8. So the Rustlers now from the Elk Point Jefferson 28-yard line. They need the 20 to keep this drive moving. Of course, you still do have a 4th down, probably go for it territory here with 2.5 to play opening quarter. And Elk Point Jefferson leading 14-0. Brueggemann under center, handoff and a flag. And that'll be a false start, I would assume, against the Rustlers. And they'll mark off 5 more. So 2nd accepted penalty against Miller tonight. 2 penalties, 15 yards.
All start on the Rustlers will be a 5-yard penalty. Put the ball back at the
33. 2:25 left here in the opening quarter. Of course, last time the Rustlers took a penalty, came up with a big pass play on the next play. So we'll see what they do here on now a 3rd and 13. From the Elk Point Jefferson 34-yard line. Here's Brueggemann under center. Trips left and a receiver right. Lone back is Colda. Brueggemann fakes the handoff, rolls out right. Got his block, darts back, pass over the middle, tipped up and incomplete. And fortunate that one didn't get intercepted there as it went off Heilman's hands. Kind of popped up in the air, but fell right in kind of the dead zone there of that defensive secondary, and we'll see if they want Hunter to come on to punt, try to pin him deep, or maybe more than likely go for it here on a 4th and 13 at the Elk Point Jefferson 33, and it looks like that's what they'll do. Brueggemann will go from the gun, Colda behind him. They'll run double end, receiver to each side. Hunter to the right, Brueggemann back to pass. Flushed out, launches, pass is complete. That'll be a 1st down. Just inside the 20-yard line, pickup is around 15. So Hurd's 2nd catch of the night.
1st down,
goes for 15. It'll be another set of downs for Miller, Highmore, Herald, and they'll go 1st and 10 inside the Husky 20. So in the first trip to the red zone tonight with a minute 38 to play quarter number one. Elk Point Jefferson leading here 14-0 as Miller, Highmore, Herald trying to put one on the board in the opening frame. Here's Brueggemann up and under center. Cole to the tailback, couple of receivers right, one left. Brueggemann rolls out. And again, heads for the sideline, and this time he throws it ahead, but it's batted out of bounds. Hot pursuit there by number 64, Evan Fornia. So Brueggemann at this juncture, 3 out of 8 for 54 yards. Minute 15 left here in the first quarter. 14-0, Elk Point Jefferson, Miller, Highmore, Herald charging on a 2nd and 10 from the Husky 19. Brueggemann rolls out. Is he going to keep it himself? He will. Finds a hole, bounces off the 1st tackle down to around the 15. Pickup should be around 4, bring up 3rd and around 6. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Try to get you an update here. I know the Huron Tigers at Douglas Looks like that score has not yet been reported. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Back to pass on a third and six. Brueggemann rolls out, looking to run it. Nope, he will pass it, and it's caught. Is it caught? I think it is, down inside the five. I think Hunter.
Number 10, Isaac.
Yep, Isaac Hunter on the catch. And we'll see where they mark him. They mark him at the two. So the pickup is around 13 and will make it first and goal. Miller, Highmore, Harold. Kolda the lone back. Receiver left. Three receivers right. Kolda trying to bounce it outside. Dives near the goal line. I don't think he got in. I don't see any indication. He'll pick up a yard and we'll set up for a second goal. Oh, maybe a flag. Yep, flag on the play. The officials are getting together, and Miller's backing up already, so it's going to go against the Rustlers, I would assume. The official coming to the sideline. That's a personal foul. Chop block on Miller. So they will mark off the 15. And it'll mark them out to the 15. So the Rustlers backed up here, and they will let the first quarter expire after a frame. And Miller, 14-0, Elk Point Jefferson. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We're back in a minute on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518. Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Miller here as second quarter set to get underway. Miller, Highmore, Harold trying to get one on the board here and get a little something going their way. The opening quarter, a couple of three-yard touchdown runs by Jake Gale, a couple of extra points by Carson Timmons. And the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies off to a quick 14-0 lead. A couple of big plays in this drive, though. Also, unfortunately, a couple of big penalties, and they just took one of those. So it's first and goal at the 15. Brueggemann under center, back to pass. Fakes the handoff, Kolda. Near side to pass, it's complete. Nope, it's out of bounds. Nice try and just about had it, but Hunter not quite able to keep the feet in there as the pass thrown kind of a little bit too far ahead of him. So now a second and goal from the 15. Actually, I think they're closer to the, well, maybe it is the 15. So the Rustlers again, motion man left to right is heard. Brueggemann under center, Kolda the carry, trying to bounce it outside and dropped in the backfield. Loss of around two.
Brought down by number 50, Hudson Kemp.
Over to make the stop, Hudson Kemp. So Rustlers now on a third and goal from back around the 16 or 17-yard line. Oh, about the 16. And trying to get something going here again as they gave up a couple of early touchdowns and then held on one and now was looking to score one of their own but took a tough penalty down around the goal line and now a third and goal from the 16. Quick pass, left side, Colda. Oh, and his defender fell down. Colda inside to 15. The 10 spun around to pretty close to the 5-yard line. So from the 16 down inside the 5, and now we've got an injured Elk Point Jefferson player. They'll take a look at him, and we'll take a quick injury timeout. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hira.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
After this, just put it down.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, Arturo wanted to try the 25-yard field goal. And the kick is on the way, and it's good. 10:35 to play second quarter, 14-3. Elk Point Jefferson in the lead as Ortega knocks down the 25-yard field goal. Let's take another 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
The certified public accountant firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP, CPA firm of Miller.
You've got Dakota Sports.
And welcome back there. Quick scoring play for Aitor Ortega as he knocks down the 25-yard field goal, put the Rustlers on the board 14-3 as he now gets set to kick it off right to left. He'll kick it here from the 40, and oh, he's got it set up sideways. Are we going to try the onside kick here? Ortega ready to go. And the head of the return team here for Elk Point Jefferson, he saw that. He squared up. And it's a deep kick by Ortega and a nice kick back to the 15. Across the 20, Gale, the 25, the 30, 35, 40. He got a block, cuts it outside across midfield. 40, 30, 20. Oh, he's gone. Goodbye, Irene, as the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies on the 70-yard kick return. Actually, about closer to 85. Let's see here. Grayson Gerard. So it'll come with 10:21 to play here in the second. Be an 85-yard Grayson Gerard kick return, and now Timmons on to try to tack on the extra point. The hold is down. Timmons' kick is up. And it is good. No flags. It'll be 21-3. Back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, the Rustlers here going to take one on the chin on the kick return as the kick from the five. And, boy, he didn't get much of a return at all. In fact, I think he might have got pushed back. Yeah, I think they're going to mark him at the, are they going to mark him at the two? Yeah, this ball right around the 2 or 3 yard line, and that's where Miller High Moore Herald going to start after a deep kick and a miscue on a return. And yeah, they're backed up to their own three. So 10-12 to play first half, 21-3 after the Grayson Girard kick return. Hand off near side. Colda trying to get out of the end zone and does. No gain there. In fact, maybe a short loss for Kobe Colda. Fairbanks a stop from the linebacker spot as again they tried to get to the outside, and a short loss on the play will bring them back closer to the two and set them up for about a second and 11. And now it looks like the Rustlers are gonna, they're gonna time out. Oh no, Colda's got to come out of the game. The officials say Colda's got to come out. I don't know if they saw something they didn't like or if there's some uniform issue or maybe some blood somewhere. Colda right now looking a little disoriented, and Miller High Moore Herald's going to take a timeout here. 9:42 to play first half, 21-3. Elk Point Jefferson in the lead. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
9:42 left in the first half as the Rustlers again backed way up as they do have Colda to the bench now as, again, he came off the field just looking, the official kind of brought him off and just looking a little disoriented right now. I don't know if he just kind of got his bell rung and the official noticed. But the official brings him to the sideline. He'll get a look over by the Miller High Moore Herald coaching staff and medical staff. And we'll get back to the action here. On a second and a long 10, the Rustlers backed up back around their own 2-yard line. It'll be Brueggemann now again without Colda. Lineup was still a tailback. Couple of receivers right, one left. Brueggemann back to pass, flushed out, trying to avoid the safety, gets out of the end zone, stumbles ahead to the 6 or 7 yard line, and we'll put him down for around maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain. As Brueggemann really just kind of running for his life there, trying to make sure that he didn't get taken down in the end zone. And it looks like Ian Speck is going to have to run the football here as Colda again came out, and now Speck, I think, is changing into the 44. That will get him into the backfield. And William Riesel also is switching to the 54, so we'll see where Riesel comes in. But Miller now on a 3rd and 7 from the 7. Passes right side. He's complete. It's close to the first down marker. It's going to be a little shy, but nice completion there. They'll pick up around 5 on the completion to Hunter. So it's going to set up around a 4th and around 2, and now decision time for Heasley and the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. Do you go for it here from, what, your own 12 or 13-yard line, but a 4th and 2? You know Hunter can get you some room defensively, and they're going to let Hunter put the foot to it. He'll line up right around his own goal line with a step around his own 3 or 4. Gale to return from the 45 of the Rustlers, and Hunter, a nice kick, and Gale's just going to take it, fair catch at the 42. And while the Miller Highmore Herald return man did not see the fair catch, and he tackled him. So a 42, or at the 42, is where it's going to start, but, well, they're going to mark off, I think that's 10, and just got to hope it's not 15. I don't even remember. It's usually a bad one because they usually blow the kid up, but he just came in on time and just a nice, easy tackle. I suppose he didn't see the fair catch. But again, he wasn't looking to hurt anybody by any stretch. In fact, they might just pick this up, and I think that's what they're going to do. As, yeah, there was no interference on the kick. Yeah, they're gonna call him for the personal foul. I suppose just one of those, just not much you can do, I guess. You got to call it by the rule. And so the 15-yard penalty will be the 4th accepted penalty against Miller. 4 penalties, 45 yards. They got 2 15-yarders tonight. And Elk Point Jefferson is going to go 1st and 10 from the Rustler 27-yard line. It'll be Gale from the gun. 3 receivers left, 1 right. They'll set up the wideout screen, left side complete. Broke the first tackle, down the sideline, inside the 10, 5, touchdown. Did he step out of bounds? I don't think he did. So Carson Timmons from Keaton Gale from 27 yards out for a touchdown. The 5th score of the night overall comes with 7:59 to play in the second. 27-yard pass, Keaton Gale to Carson Timmons, and now Timmons on to try to tack on his 3rd extra point, make it 4th extra point of the night. Hold is down, the kick is up, it's good, he's 4-for-4, and it's 28-3 Elk Point Jefferson. We better take a 30. Again, they're moving quickly tonight, a 30-second timeout on KOKK.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Miller. 8 minutes to play in the first half here. Elk Point Jefferson, their 4th touchdown of the night. They have 2 rushing touchdowns, both 3-yard Jake Gale runs. They have an 85-yard kick return touchdown by Grayson Gerard. And now a 27-yard passing touchdown. Keaton Gale to Carson Timmons. Timmons is perfect in the extra point department, 4-of-4, and he absolutely rips it on the kickoff all the way back to the goal, and they'll let it go into the end zone. And wow, Timmons got a foot. I want to see Timmons try to kick about a 50-yard field goal tonight if time would allow, because it sure looks like the look on the opening kickoff that he could really... If nothing else, he could come close. So they'll start at their own 20. Clock inside of 8 minutes to play in the first half. And Colda still on the near sideline talking to a couple of people here. And I don't know if we're going to see him again. Again, they move some numbers around. I think they can pull Speck out of the backfield now. He was running the line. And Riesel, I think, switched into the 54. So... Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Brueggemann back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket, runs straight ahead. Nice juke, but he kind of ran into his own blocker, and he's going to end up getting sacked. Nice little move there, but Cowan was there trying to block for him, and Brueggemann just kind of spun right into it.
Evan Fornia with the tackle for Huskies.
So Fornia with the sack, and it's going to lose him around 2 or 3. Set up a second and around 13. 7:26 remaining here until halftime, 28-3. Elk Point Jefferson on top. Miller Highmore Herald's offense trying to get something going here. They did get the 25-yard field goal. Ortega knocking that one through. Here's Brueggemann under center. Little motion left to right. Hand off. Right side. Nothing there. They'll lose a couple more. Well, maybe one more. On the carry by Ian Speck.
Tackle made by Nicholas Schmitz.
Clock winding now inside of 7 minutes to play here in the half. And now a third and about 14 as the Rustlers will go from their own 16-yard line. And really kind of needing a conversion here, needing to get some kind of momentum, something behind them as they got the field goal and then gave up that kick return immediately. And then, of course, now the passing touchdown, and it's 28-3. Brueggemann from the gun, back to his left. Three receivers left, one right. Actually, yep, three receivers to the near side. I thought they were going to send Speck out there in motion. He'll stay back to block for Brueggemann. Brueggemann launches left side, heaves it out of bounds. Intended for Hunter. And now Isaac will have to trek into the backfield as he will get set to punt it away on 4th and 14. So from their own 16, he will kick it around the 7 or 8 yard line. Grayson Gerard is one of the return men. The other is Carson Timmons. Both have already scored a touchdown. Gerard, an 85-yard kick return. Timmons on the receiving end of a 27-yard Keaton Gale touchdown pass. So Hunter will line up at his own 5. Here's the snap, and another nice kick. Timmons going to let it bounce, and Timmons now on the run. Picks it up around the 40, 35-30, head down, and blows up a would-be tackler as he returns it to the 25-yard line. And Timmons made it look like he was just going to let it bounce, but it bounced right to him, and he already had a little momentum, so he went with it and ends up with about 25 yards or so on the return and sets up the Huskies with a shorter field on a 1st and 10. Elk Point Jefferson, 4-1 on the season. The Rustlers at 2-3. Rustlers lost their first two games, came back for a couple of wins. Oh, and actually lost two, so they're 2-4. How about that? That's right, because they got their bye week right before the final week of the year. And now with Colda added to the injury list, maybe that'll work out for him. And here's a run by Elk Point Jefferson, and they're rumbling down towards the end zone from the 25 to the 5. Jake Gale going to pick up 20 and another first and goal for Elk Point Jefferson. Colder right now talking to his coaches, and I would guess more than likely just trying to get back into this football game. Here's a handoff and a gain of maybe a yard. Clock winding, 5:25 to play first half, 28-3. Elk Point Jefferson in the lead. As the Keaton Gale and the Huskies to the line of scrimmage, a wide receiver to the right. You got a couple wings out there. The handoff is to one of those wings, number 17.
Gunnar Ewing on the run.
Well, actually, that was number 7, Gunnar Ewing.
Colby Harrell on the tackle.
Harrell brings him down at the 6, so that's going to be a loss of around a yard or two. And they'll now go 3rd and goal from just outside the 5. So a chance for this Miller Highmore Herald defense here. Boy, you get a couple of stops here. That would be huge as the momentum is again swung back to Elk Point Jefferson after a couple of touchdowns. Here's some motion. And the pitch will be outside to Timmons, and Timmons easily scampering in. Actually, that wasn't Timmons.
Number 18, Garrett Merkley.
Garrett Merkley on the run. So a 6-yard touchdown run with 4:24 to play in the second. So Timmons ready here for his fifth extra point attempt. The hold is down, the kick is up. Boy, that was a rough hold and a rough kick, and it still went in. He's 5 for 5. It's 35-3. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Well, Timmons again blasting one into the end zone. And the Miller Highmore Herald wrestlers again from the 20-yard line. With 4:24 to play in the first half here, they trail 35-3. They get a Garrett Merkley run from 6 yards out. Timmons tacking on the extra point. Timmons, by the way, 5 for 5 in the extra point department. Kickers highlighted tonight. Arturo has the only points for Miller on a 25-yard field goal. Brueggemann from the gun, Speck with him. Two receivers left, one right, 1st and 10, their own 20. Rustlers back with 4:24 to play in the half, and through quickly is Elk Point Jefferson. In fact, I thought maybe offsides quickly, but no flag, and they're going to sack Brueggemann for a short loss. Loss is going to be around 2, 2nd and 12. On the sack by Elk Point Jefferson. Sheik win the stop as Ruben went along with Evan Fornia, who picked one up earlier and put it up on the board here as a 1-yard loss. We'll call it 2nd and around 12 as Brueggemann now under center. Here's some motion left to right. It's Gentry Harrell, and Harrell will end up a wing on the left-hand side. Brueggemann, again, swallowed up for a loss. Oh, fumbled snap. They will get on top of it, lose about a yard or two more. So clock winding down to 3:05 left here in the half as Miller now looking at a 3rd and 14 back around their own 16 or 17 yard line. Brueggemann will go from the gun, Speck back there with him, couple of receivers left, couple of receivers right. Rustlers needing to get something going here before the break. Brueggemann now back to pass, flushed out, Speck got the block, sheds that block, and now Brueggemann going to reverse field. Speck will get a chance to block again. Fires over the middle, got a man open, caught at the 35, across the 40, and that'll be a Rustler first down. From the 17 to the 40,
Jordan Heilman.
Jordan Heilman on the catch.
Gunner Ewing on the tackle, brought down on the 40-yard line. It's a first down, Rustlers.
So 23 there is Brueggemann again. And you mark down Ian Speck for a gold star on that one, as he not only threw the first block that kept Brueggemann upright coming out of the pocket, but the second block that kept him free as he reversed field. And Brueggemann now under center. Trips left, one right. Speckles stay in the backfield on first and 10 from their own 40. Brueggemann fakes the handoff. Play action back to pass. Flushed out near side. He's going to run it. 40, 45, and he's escorted out of bounds by number 40, Luke Schmitz. So the pickup here is around 3 or 4. We'll call it a 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6. Well, a rough go for Brueggemann here on the last few as they had a bad snap, lost a couple. He's been sacked 2 out of the last 3 passing attempts. But they get the big 23-yard completion. And now a 4-yard Brueggemann run and a 2nd and 6 shy of midfield, their own 44. Brueggemann under center, Speck behind him. They'll go tight, double end this time. Brueggemann looks back at the clock, 2:05 to play in the first half. On the 2nd and 6, again, play action, rolls out to the right side, and he's got a little room. He's going to pass it, fires it back to the middle, incomplete.
Brueggemann's pass probably the play intended for Caleb Ross.
14 attempts tonight for Brueggemann. 6 completions. He's somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 or 85 yards. We'll take a look at the half, and we'll add up the numbers, which, of course, are unofficial. I keep them as I broadcast the game, so they're rough estimate numbers, but we'll get you those at halftime, which is coming up here in about 2 minutes for Miller. Motion left to right is Harrell. Snap to Brueggemann. On a 3rd and 6, Brueggemann again flushed out, again reverses field, and again will wing it out of bounds. So the incomplete pass will stop the clock at 1:52 remaining in the first half. And the Rustlers are looking at a 4th and 6 from their own 44. They need just about midfield to convert. And boy, would that be nice as they again trail 35-3. They will get the ball after the break as Elk Point Jefferson got it first. But in my opinion, the way the Huskies are rolling, you probably don't want to give them the ball back here in this half, especially now with 2 minutes. Brueggemann from the gun on a 4th and 6, their own 44. 2 receivers each side, Speck switching right side to left side. As Brueggemann ready on a 4th and 6, back to pass. Left side, he's got a man open near the 50. Did he make the catch? He did. A nice catch by Hunter. Toe tapping and staying inbounds, or keeping his feet inbounds. They needed 6. They got 7. And that'll move the chains for Miller, Highmore, Harrell. So the Rustlers now will also stop the clock at 1:47 left in the half. And the Rustlers into Husky territory just across midfield. 1:47 left in the first half. 35-3, Elk Point Jefferson in the lead. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Brueggemann from the gun, Speck back there to block for him. Again, we saw Kobe Colda go out of this ballgame earlier, and he's been on the sideline since. Colda with the option. Brueggemann's going to keep it himself, and he's going to end up losing a couple. Had the option there. He had Speck, but decided to hold on to it himself. He'll lose 3.
Looks like Aiden Zock.
Zock on the stop on a 2nd and 13. Rustlers backed up to their own 47. Clock winding, 1:20 to play here in the half as the Rustlers down 35-3, looking to get something going before the break. They do get it back after halftime. Quick reminder, it is Parents Night. I don't know if that's going to add anything to the halftime total as far as the break goes, but we'll keep an eye on that. And here's another sack. Boy, that's a big one. 62, Grayson Jacobs with the sack. And all the way back here to the 37. And that'll lose him about 10 on the sack by Grayson Jacobs. We're going to take a timeout here. We'll take a quick one. We'll take a 30-second break. 30 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports!
Welcome back to Miller here. It's Miller, Highmore, Harold, Elk Point, Jefferson. Huskies looking for their fifth win of the year. They're 4-1 coming in tonight. The Rustlers 2-4. Miller won their first two, won their second two, and then have lost the last two. And the Rustlers, their second timeout now, set up after the big sack there by Jacobs on a 3rd and 22. They'll set up around their own 37-yard line. Brueggemann from the gun, inside of a minute to play in the first half. Here's Brueggemann back to pass, fires it over the middle. Pass is incomplete, but a flag on the play, and I think we'll get some sort of pass interference call as Hunter, the recipient there, on the incomplete pass. We'll make sure that's what the call is. It didn't really look like anybody was there early, but there was three there, so it will be pass interference on Elk Point Jefferson. And they will get 15 from the line of scrimmage. It is the first accepted penalty against Elk Point Jefferson tonight. First penalty, 15 yards. And it will set the Rustlers up now on a 3rd and 8. Set up at the 48-yard line of Elk Point Jefferson. Here's Brueggemann from the gun, spec to his left. Two receivers right, one left. Now a 3rd and 8 after the pass interference penalty. Brueggemann again flushed out, reverses field. Running for his life, got to get rid of it to not waste the down, and he'll throw it out of bounds.
Derek Brueggemann is forced to throw the ball away.
So that'll make it 4th and 8. Rustlers in Husky territory at their 48-yard line, and they'll stop the clock with 43 seconds to play in the half. And last time Miller faced this same situation on a 4th down, I said kind of the same thing. The way Elk Boy Jefferson's rolling, you probably don't want to give him the football back here before the break if you can help it. Miller, Highmore, Harold will get it back after half, so you know, in the best of worlds, you score and then get it back after half. Here's Brueggemann from the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Speck still in the backfield. His Colda has not talked his way back onto the field. He is pleading on the sideline, though. Brueggemann fakes right, comes back to the near side. Now looking middle, fires. Pass is tipped and incomplete, almost intercepted there as Gunner Ewing got a hand on it. So the 4th down, we'll turn the ball over to Elk Point Jefferson, and now we'll see what the Huskies elect to do with 37 seconds to play in the half, leading 35-3. And we're going to get a timeout first as Miller will burn their final timeout. 37 seconds to play in the half. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 on KOKK.
The certified public accounting firm of Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP can take care of your tax and accounting needs. Income tax preparation, computerized bookkeeping, audit and not audit financial statements, estate planning, just among the services offered by Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson. Wishing the best to the Miller Rustlers, Coleman, Biersbach, and Anderson LLP CPA firm of Miller.
Dakota Sports.
Back here in Miller, 37 seconds remain in the first half. Elk Point Jefferson has it back. The Huskies have scored 3 times on the ground tonight, 1 time through the air, and on a kick return. Timmons, their kicker, is 5 for 5 in the extra point department. They are rolling on the road, looking for their 5th win of the year. They lead 35-3. Here is Keaton Gale from the gun, just shy of midfield. Gale rolls out after the fake handoff. They give it off to Ewing. Ewing, the catch across the 50, 45-40, got a block. 35-30, almost pushed out of bounds and was at the 24-yard line. So 29 yards there, Gale to Ewing.
23-yard line, first and 10.
And they did get out of bounds, so it'll stop the clock at 27 seconds to play in the half. And again, Elk Point Jefferson threatening first and 10 at the Miller Highmore Herald 23. Back to pass, quick pass left side, complete to Gerard at the 20, the 15, and that's where he'll go.
Grayson Gerard.
The pickup is about 9, set up a second and 1, and now the Huskies will burn their first timeout, and we'll take another. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Miller. As Miller Highmore Herald here trying to hold the Huskies out of the end zone, as Huskies have scored 35 already tonight. They lead 35-3, 16 seconds left in the first half. Tigers running away from Douglas. They lead 27-7 at the half. And scoring updates brought to you by the Mirror. And they'll hand it off to the motion man here near side. Timmons bounced down. Touchdown. Actually, it wasn't Timmons. It was Merkley. So this will go as a 16-yard touchdown. And it'll come with 10 seconds to play in the second. Garrett Merkley run. And now Timmons will try his sixth extra point. It is up, and it is good. 10 seconds to play in the half. 42-3. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
The next time you're heading through Miller, make a stop at Pump and Pack. Fill up the tank or just top her off. Pump and Pack features gas, premium gas, and diesel too. Head inside for your favorite snacks and drinks. Pump and Pack is the place for hot stuff pizza and hamburgers, breakfast foods, ice cream too. Miller Pump and Pack is proud to feature Bevo beef products, including ground beef steaks, jerky, and beef sticks. They're open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your locally owned and operated C-Store. Pump and Pack, 709 North Broadway in Miller.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.